Let's get ready to football! Hello and welcome in. You're listening to the Let's Get Ready to Football podcast with your hosts, David, Thomas, and Colton.
Hey, welcome to the Let's Get Ready to Football podcast. This is your host, Thomas, and I am joined by two men, Colton and David. How's it going?
Pretty good, Thomas. How are you doing?
Doing good. Cares
how Davey's doing.
David, how's it going over there?
Everyone knows how I'm doing. I'm doing terrible. Yeah. I did come out of the cave for the podcast, but I didn't want to. I will tell you, Colton is my witness that after the, about 2.5 hours, 3 hours after the game, I contacted him and let him know that I didn't know that I'd ever want to do the podcast again. I didn't know if I wanted to talk football again, but I did come out of the cave and I'm here. So,
oh, and good. I'm glad you did, because I honestly didn't know what to say. You know, I mean, there was that one point earlier on in the season where there was a certain Vikings fan who was down in the dump. And at this point in the season,
and when I needed you most, there was nothing.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago, there was a sad Seattle fan down in the dumps. But I got a really kind text message from David saying, I'm sorry, man.
I know. And then what happens with the Packers list? Nothing from nobody.
I'm sorry. The reason I just stayed away from it, because I know how it feels after a loss. And
yeah,
even an apology sometimes can seem like, oh, you know, just like a insult. Sometimes,
yeah,
but it reminds me back when the Vikings made it to the NFC Championship game on the back, you know, on the heels of the Minneapolis Miracle. And I was so pumped. I was just like, there's no way anyone in the history of the universe is going to stop us. We're just the most magical team ever. And then we just got destroyed by the Eagles. And I mean, it was the Eagles. Look at the Eagles now. It's like, it felt the same back then. If you lost them now, I didn't want to talk to anyone for a while. So,
yeah. Well, and as much as I give you guys both crap, I did also tell Colton during that same time of me reaching out to him that there was no way, if he contacted me again that night, that I was going to watch it. We were Marco Poloing, and there was no way I would have watched the polo. And I was not lying. If he had polled me and said I'm sorry or something, I would not have seen it till the next day, and that's at best. I mostly, what I really wanted more than anything was to rant for a couple minutes, and I got that. So really, you helped more than you think you did, Colton. And he, Thomas, says you don't have minutes. Polo anymore, but I pretended to polo Thomas too. I just lifted up my phone and started talking to it, just like I was talking to you, Thomas.
That's a helpful.
Davey says a couple minutes, but in all reality, nobody. Thomas knows this too. Davey can't send a polo that's a couple minutes. It's at least got to be 15.
Well,
I may or may not sometimes, and Colton's caught at me a couple times, I may or may not have to practice like 6 or 7 times to get the polo under like a 10-minute rant. Like, I'm like, okay. I can do it this next time, and I delete it. And then sometimes I give up, and then Colton's like, what happened? I had like polos from you, and then there's nothing here.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, sometimes too, what happens is you're in this group polo with your two buddies, and you're not paying attention to it, but the other two guys are poloing back and forth, and they end up on your front. Well, one buddy ends up in your front door. And the other buddy is there too.
He's just trying to get your attention. You weren't paying attention. That's what happened.
Well, that's a story for another day. Maybe we'll get into it one day. But because boys, all of our teams are out of Super Bowl contention, we're not going to talk about the Super Bowl. We're not going to talk about the recap. We're going to off-season needs for the Seahawks, Vikings, and Packers. I'm just kidding. We'll talk about the recap here.
Okay.
I was going off.
I was like, that was not in the notes. I was not prepared.
Yeah. I know. I was like, you know, there's a piece of me that like was relieved, but then there was the other piece of me of like, everyone just listening turned off the podcast. Like,
We have zero listeners right now. No, just kidding, listeners. We are going to have some recap. And obviously, we had the Packers go down to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And we had the Chiefs advance on the Bills.
Why'd you have to say obviously?
Well, as a matter of almost, well, I don't know how else to say it besides, as a matter of fact, the Chiefs and the Tampa Bay.
Surprisingly, the Buccaneers pulled one off against the Packers.
Surprisingly, against all odds.
And dominantly.
And dominantly. Yeah, so boys, what are your thoughts? Quick recap.
My thoughts are, my heart's broken. The game sucked.
All right.
No. And I don't want to go watch football ever again.
I'm sorry.
Davey is not going to want to hear this, but, and my family will probably be mad that I'm comparing someone they don't like to someone that they do. Tom Brady did not have his best game, obviously, through three interceptions. They still ended up winning, right? Mm. Somehow, through all that, through all the adversity, all the naysaying throughout the year that they weren't going to get it, myself included. You guys heard me last week say that the Buccaneers were not going to make it, that it was going to be the Packers. He's got some type of Tim Tebow in him that no matter how bad he is, they still just pull it through. Or maybe Tim Tebow had some Tom Brady in him, because I got to tell you, this was probably one of the game that changed my opinion the most of Tom Brady, and he played horribly. I mean, just the difference that he made on the team, the fact, I believe it was after the game, Shaquille Barrett had the post-game interview, and you could just see the excitement talking. You know, he's super pumped, ready to go to the Super Bowl. And then also when they asked him about Tom Brady and the difference he makes on that team, he literally gave a 15-minute Davey Marco Polo rant about how how awesome Tom Brady was. It really wasn't that long. But it just the leader he is, the hope that he gives them, and how he's been in all the situations, and they know that they can, you know, go through and pull it off. And it might not have shown up in the stat sheets, but just the difference, you know, in having Tom Brady on the Buccaneers is huge. They went from, you know, 7-9 to 11-5, advancing obviously to the Super Bowl. They've got a great task ahead of them, but I just think I may have overestimated my hate on Tom Brady. And I'm just going to leave that for the for my take on this last week.
Mm-hmm. David, is there anything you want to add on that?
No.
Well,
No, I do. My take, I will say not that that game changed my opinion on Tom Brady, because it absolutely did not. but if there's any question what has changed my opinion on Brady is overall this season. I want to say it's changed my opinion on Brady for, and you, we could bring on a guest to this podcast of a mutual acquaintance of all three of ours that's a Patriots fan named Michael Daly. And he will tell you that for years, I have always put Tom Brady 1A and Joe Montana 1B. And I always told him, I don't really, like at this, at a certain point, probably, I think, I don't know exactly when I got to this point. I think it was after the Falcons win, where it's not that it didn't matter that he kept winning Super Bowls, but like he had the one thing that I always that kept me up there with Joe Montana is you have Joe Montana that, contrary to what many people say in arguments, he won a Super Bowl before Jerry Rice showed up. He won a Super Bowl with the 49ers after Bill Walsh left. So he won without his coach. He won without a superstar receiver. And then he went to the Chiefs and instantly took a very average Chiefs team to the AFC Championship and then to the playoffs in consecutive years. And I've told him for a couple years that until we know that Brady can do something outside of this incredible system, that not saying that Brady didn't get credit for it, because he was obviously a big part of why they won, but unless he can prove that he can do something outside of, you know, the greatest system that we've ever seen in sports history,
like I just couldn't put him completely at one. Well, he's done it. He went to the Buccaneers. I know it's a stacked team. I don't care. Doesn't matter. I don't care any excuses that I've heard people make. Tom Brady, there's no debate. Any debate you had to me was the fact that he hadn't gone elsewhere and done something. They could lose the Super Bowl, but they could lose the Super Bowl by 50. There's no debate. He's the best quarterback of all time. And so I didn't have the one game transformation, but I did. I do have to give him credit for the entire season. And so I don't really want to talk about the Packers game specifically because I don't want to go off on a rant. I'm not in a great place with it yet. Yeah. So that's all I have to say.
I had some questions lined up, but I will skip them.
Go with it, Thomas. I'm ready. Ask a question.
Okay. Question number one. Should have Aaron Rodgers ran the ball in that third down or that fourth down or whatever? No, third down.
Well, I mean, obviously he should have ran it. It's easy to sit here now knowing that the pass was incomplete and that he didn't, you know. Now, if you're asking me if he would have scored a touchdown, I don't think he would have scored a touchdown. I love Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers has made some very athletic moments this year. Over the last – since he broke his leg – in 2017, 2018, whatever that year was, he has not had the quickness. He picks his moments, but he's definitely lost something athletically. I think obviously it would have put us in a closer down, and so even though I don't think he would have scored, it would have done it. I think and this is complete speculation from my point of the play. I think he was going to run it, but he saw the two guys kind of all over the Packers player, and so I think he kind of saw that and thought if he threw it there that he might get a call. I think he was kind of looking for a call. But, I mean, obviously knowing that it was incomplete, he had to have – he could should have ran it. I don't think he would have scored, though.
Well, that leads to my other question is, should Matt LaFleur have gone for it on fourth down?
Colton, you can go first on this one.
I mean, obviously, I think everyone knows – you know, he probably should have gone for it on fourth down. You kick the field goal, and you still need a touchdown, you know, because another field goal wouldn't have done it. You still needed a touchdown. So field goal really does you nothing. I feel like at that point, he was making the common mistake of playing not to lose instead of playing to win. And when you're going for the Super Bowl and you got Aaron Rodgers on your team, you got to play to win. Definitely not the right move, but hindsight is 2020 and we're in 2021, so we just got to move on.
So yeah, I'm actually super excited that Colton brought that up because the biggest misconception about the play is that he's playing not to lose. Let me ask you guys, is playing with a chance? Here's the two situations that were laid out. Now, I guess I'll start with I would have gone for it. So I'm not saying whether I would have gone for it. I'm kind of surprised by how much controversy is on this play, though, because I don't think it's the dumbest call I've ever seen. And maybe it's a little bit because of a Packers fan, and I'll have some overtime stats for you guys here in a second. But it's – you had to – so if we score, they had stopped us. We had first and eight goal on the eight-yard line. They had already stopped us three plays. So now you have to score on four – you have to score – a touchdown on that fourth down, not anything close to a guarantee. Then you have to kick a two-point conversion. At that point, you're playing for overtime. And so that's not – to me, that's not – it. That's the safe route is playing for overtime. The more risky route was kicking the field goal because kicking the field goal didn't tie the game up. He wasn't playing for overtime. He wasn't playing for, okay, let's see if we can extend this game. He was playing for let's win this game now. And so I don't understand – the people that kind of have your opinion, Colton, to be honest, about it, him playing not to lose or playing safe, because I don't see it that way at all. Like, I don't know how playing to win the game in regular time versus going to overtime. Like, if that was basically in a similar situation, it wasn't this cut and dry, but basically it's like when you have that you score that touch, you're down seven, you score the touchdown, and they went for two instead of kicking the PAT. In that situation, you would never say they played it safe by going for two. So I don't understand how playing for the win was doing it. Also, the other aspect of this that I don't really completely get is like they had to score a touchdown anyways, but, and you did not make this argument, Colton, but a lot have, is people say, well, now you had to stop Tom Brady. They had to stop Tom Brady either way. They had to – if we would have scored a touchdown on that play, we would have still had to stop Tom Brady from going down and kicking only a field goal. So he needed to get maybe to the 40, maybe to the 35 to be extra safe in 3 minutes. He's more than capable of doing that. And if I'm going to – with how the game was going, I would say it was much more likely that we were going to stop them in a running situation than a passing situation. You know what I mean? Like if they're trying to go down the field and kick a field goal, I think it's much less likely that we were going to stop them in that type of situation than them trying to run the ball and run the clock out. But the biggest thing is the Packers have been since Brett Favre's last season. So since 2007, we're talking about 13 years. I get it's a little bit of a time period, but still, the Packers have gone in the playoffs. Been in 6 overtime games. They lost every single one of those overtime games. They've also been in 2 ties during that time. I'm sorry, they've been in 5 overtime games. They've been 6 overtime games in that time span if you include the regular season. 6 overtime losses and 2 ties. They have 5 overtime losses in the playoffs every single time they've gone to overtime. Of those times, you have Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers. 3 of those times, their Hall of Fame quarterback has not even gotten the ball. And 3 of the times were also in NFC championships. So I have absolutely no problem with you, with him as the coach, sitting there saying, we're not going to play and go to overtime. We're going to try and win this game outright. And so I don't really have a problem with it. It's not the decision I would have made. I would have played for overtime. But, you know, I don't think it was the worst call I've ever seen in sports or anything. I was really surprised after we watched the game. It was not even a call that was brought up. It was like, huh, I thought we were going to go for it. And then we kicked the field goal. And then after the game, I get like a flood of texts from people saying, what do you think about the call? And then I looked on social, like on Bleacher Report the next day and saw that it was a big, crazy thing. And I did not expect that at all. I really, to me, I don't understand why it's been such an uproar, in my opinion, but.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, was your classic David Carver Marco Polo riff.
Hey, they've heard it many a times.
Heard it many times. And, you know, I think you guys.
Hey, you missed the Justin Jefferson one a few weeks ago, Colton.
All right. Maybe one of these days I'll hear it. But in all respect, too, I understand what you're saying. But I think even if you don't get it on that fourth down, it puts you in a better situation because it closes off the playbook for Tampa Bay considerably, being down there right next to their own end zone. And if you can dial up the pressure a little more, and if you can hold them there, then, you know, with so little time on the clock, you can get the ball back and have one more shot at going down and scoring a touchdown before it's over. That's the only thing I would end on to that. But I definitely agree with you that they should have gone for it.
What you guys both don't know is I actually paid Matt LaFleur to kick the field goal so Tampa Bay would win the game and Tom Brady would get to another Super Bowl. But
I'll kill you.
But no. I think Matt LaFleur is playing to win. I do see both cases and both arguments. Very interesting take, David. I think that was pretty good. But you know who else was playing to win this weekend? The Kansas City Chiefs. They, playing at home, down by 9 points or 10 points or whatever it was, came all the way back. Not all the way back. They just came back and put a beat down on the Bills. What were your guys' take from that game?
That second quarter when they scored 21 or 20. Was it 21 or 28? I think it's 21 mm-hmm. straight points. Then they got the ball in the second half and just went down, scored. You knew it was over. They were so good. They were clicking. They were in a rhythm. You know, we've seen it time and time again where they fall behind and no one even bats an eye. And they can just so effortlessly, it seems, move down the field. Biggest thing, I don't know. The Chiefs are going to be tough to stop. They are a great team. Patrick Mahomes is great. It's good to see him back on the field. I'm glad he was playing, not hurt. They
It looked not effortless because, you know, they're definitely fighting and playing hard out there, but they just looked dominant, the Chiefs. Yeah,
David, what were your thoughts?
So this is not my finest moment as a podcaster, but I'm going to tell you guys the honest truth. I commute to school, to my work. I got back from work. I was waiting a few minutes for my wife before we went and worked out. And until then, I had no idea who won the Chiefs Bills game. Because after that Packers game, I shut everything down. I unfollowed all my podcasts or at least muted them. I turned off all Bleacher Report notifications. I turned off all ESPN notifications. And I turned off all NFL notifications. And so what it seemed like a beatdown. That's about where my opinion can go. That it seemed like a beatdown from the box. I didn't even look at the box score. I saw the score. Chiefs had won the game. And then, how you doing? Keep it moving. Went on with my life.
Listeners, that's when you know a dark day has gone on the Let's Get Ready Football podcast. Oh, well. I will say I watched a little bit of the game. I think Colt is pretty much right. The Chiefs just, once they hit that stride of 21 straight points, it was, you just had a feeling that, you know, the build is done, you know. And, you know, it made us all look bad earlier, or last week's podcast, that we were talking about how the Bills were here to stay and, you know, their defense is legit and they're going to outgun the Chiefs. And to be honest, that's what my opinion was, but I was dead wrong. And Patrick Mahomes comes out there and slings the ball everywhere, and the Chiefs got it done. But I'm very surprised that David didn't watch the game.
Oh, there was not even a chance, Thomas. There wasn't even a hope. I didn't even consider watching that.
Listeners,
there wasn't even a possibility of that next game. It was so. I've obviously seen a lot of bad Packer games. I've seen a lot of bad, sad Packer losses. There's been two that now stand out. It was that Seattle one. We're not going to talk about that game. That Seattle one obviously still probably hurts a little bit more than this one, but this is probably number two. Last year losing to the 49ers, 2016 losing to the Falcons was a little bit rough because that was similar to Colton's one, where it was just so much magic had happened that season that I just kind of thought, like, oh, this is a magic season. You know, losing in 2007 to the Giants with the Brett Favre days was a little rough as an early Packer fan, but this is definitely second. It was rough. But I do have good news, guys. I did pull together and do one good thing football-related after I read that. I put up the weekly poll. We don't have a lot of votes on it. We have 3 votes on it because I put it up about an hour ago. Who would win the Micro Bowl game for third place? So between the Bills and Packers, if we had a Micro Bowl to go along with our Super Bowl, who would win this game? Bills and Packers.
I would say Packers.
Bills.
I would say Packers. 67% of, which is 2 out of 3, of course, you know, of our fans that have voted for this did vote Packers. Now, my next quick question is, should this replace the Pro Bowl? Should we have a Micro Bowl this week every season for the two losers that don't get to make it to the Super Bowl?
Dude, I don't think that the players would want to.
Oh, there's no way the players would want to. There's no way it would be a good game. There's no way they would be happy. There's no way they could get excited for it. You'd have to, like, give them, like, some very big money incentive for this to happen. But, I mean, there'd be – it would give me something to watch this week.
They should put the two worst teams in the league, so as far as draft order, Jags and Jets. They should put them and make them have to win a game in order to get the
great
number one
idea.
Pick.
There we go.
That's
the toilet
a great idea, Colton. I hope Roger Goodell's listening to this podcast right now.
You know, then Sam Darnold's like, I'm going to throw it on purpose because if I lose, there's a chance they don't draft a quarterback. But if we win, I'm gone.
Or is he gonna? Or is the philosophy that he wants to win the game even more so that he has to get out of New York? Then they have to trade him because they're going to get Trevor Lawrence and he'll be somewhere else not playing for the Jets.
True, that'd be crazy.
Yeah, that's some interesting.
Definitely better than watching a bunch of NFL stars play Madden. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, I totally agree. But
anyways,
well, that was our recap for this week. I think we're done.
Yep.
All right, boys. There were some off-season moves these past few weeks. Head coaching hires. To be honest, I didn't know a lot of them, but there were some that were hired. So, was there any that stuck out? What is any of those hires stick out, or any good ones, or what do you guys think?
Dan the Dude obviously standed out. I don't know exactly what you guys' opinions are. We talked a little bit before, so I might be jumping ahead. But I don't care what happens. I don't care that there's two NFC North people on this podcast. We are a pro Dan Campbell podcast. I want everyone to know that. I don't care if he goes 0-16. In fact, if he goes 0-16, we might like him more since two of us are NFC North people. But no matter what happens, Dan Campbell is a legend. I want him on. I want him to go coach for the Packers, not replace Matt LaFleur, but coach for the Packers. I don't care what he does. He can just give a speech every day. That's what I want. I want him. Can we hire him to be on this podcast and give us life speeches every day? I would go kill people. Thomas, our life would change so much. Not kill people, really, but like, go run them over with like shoulder pads in the realm of football. Not run them over with a car.
Let's get ready to run through a wall podcast.
Yes.
You already told me you were going to kill me earlier.
He is exciting.
I don't know.
Well, it's because I was listening to Dan Campbell.
This is a dark day. Davey, Packers lose game. Davey goes out and kills people.
I'll have to look at that video because I'll be honest, listeners, I had no idea who Dan Campbell was, or literally half of the football hires for head coaches for these new teams. But Colton, was there anything that stuck out for you?
Don't know if he was just definitely in the right spot at the right time, but Brandon Staley led the number one defense in the NFL. The Los Angeles Rams got hired as a head coach. Excited to see what he can do, how he can go around and make his changes in the NFL. I think that was a pretty good hire. Arthur Smith for the Falcons. He was the Titans offensive coordinator. Hadn't really heard much about him, so excited to see what he can do. Still really excited to see who gets the job in Houston. I think that'll give us a lot of insight on where Deshaun Watson's at, just by who ends up getting hired there.
You guys,
if they think they can retain him or not, so I think that's kind of the exciting things about the head coaching
house. I actually have a job interview for the head coaching job at Houston tomorrow.
Oh,
yeah.
Congratulations.
Well, from some of the Packer news I've heard, Thomas, I know that this is amazing, but did you know that maybe like Aaron Rodgers doesn't have complete, like they could trade Aaron Rodgers even without him wanting to be traded? I know we've never ever seen a player get traded in sports history where they didn't want to be traded. And we've never ever seen a star, James Harden, sorry, Thomas, get traded without, I guess James Harden's a bad example, but I had to throw that shit at you, but without being fully expected. But, Aaron Rodgers was more common about not having complete control of his destiny. And it sounds like, I guess, not Packer fans, but media thinks that Aaron Rodgers is about
That's
to be traded.
That's totally fine,
so,
David. You can throw all the shade you want on me.
I guess we're getting Deshaun Watson. I don't know.
You can throw all the shade you want on me. As long as I'm out of the sun, you can do whatever you need to do.
I do want to make one quick comment about Brandon Staley.
Okay, moving on.
I hate it. I am a Justin Herbert fan. I hate it. Why can't, like, and it's nothing against Brandon Staley. He'll probably be really good. Obviously, like Colton, he obviously coached Rams this year. I don't know enough to know whether he's was in the right place, right time, or if he made actual good decisions. We know the Chargers defense has lots of talent. But we got to get these young guys quarterbacks that can stick – coaches that can stick around. Best case scenario, and I don't know the teams even think about this. I have no idea because they never do it. Best case scenario, they get an offensive coordinator that's good. Next year he becomes the head coach. Then they get another offensive coordinator that's good. And every single year their offensive coordinators can become head coaches if he's good or in the running. And we're have a young quarterback that's getting a new system, new offensive coordinator every year. I think if you have a young, talented quarterback, you almost have to go offensive guy. I don't know. That's my rant. Also, I'm excited to see what Urban Meyer can do.
Absolutely. No, you can rant all you want, David. That's what this podcast is for. But, you know, speaking of our podcast, boys,
that's what this podcast is for.
For people, for us to rant, listeners to listen. I don't know. But speaking of our podcast, today's a very, very, very special day. Am I right, boys?
I don't know.
What's the day? I have no idea.
So, I guess I could be wrong now that they don't know what's going on, but I believe today is the 1-year anniversary of the Let's Get Ready to Football pod.
Well, yesterday was, but yes.
1 day.
Anniversary. 1 year, see, 1 day.
Technically, by the time it comes out, one year, 2 days.
1 year, 2 days, okay. More than likely. By the time they're listening to it, it might be one year, 3 days.
Or 4 days or five.
Hey, if they wait a couple weeks, it could be one day in a couple weeks. Not 1 day in a couple weeks. It cannot be 1 day in a couple weeks, but it can be 1 year.
We've been on the radio airwaves for like a year. There's been a lot of things that's happened on this podcast, a lot of great things, a lot of amazing things, a lot of ups and downs and trials and triumphs. So in memory because it's our 1 year anniversary, what are some of your favorite Let's Get Ready to Football podcast memories?
All right. I think I can start it off since I've had some of the most braggable moments on this podcast. Just wanted to point it out. On one of the very first podcasts, it might have even been the first podcast.
Well, you know, I know where you're going. I want you to know because I care for you. It was 100% the first.
100%.
I did the research for you.
It's been a long time, so it's been a year and a day, actually.
Yep, January 25th, 19... I mean, obviously I know the year. It's not in the 1900s.
2019.
In the year 2020, January 25th.
Go ahead,
Colson.
One of our first segments we did was talking about free agency in football and what we thought was going to happen with Tom Brady.
I should have told the story for you.
Okay. You can hear it. Go ahead.
I'll give you this hint. It wasn't one of our very first segments. Our very first episode, the title, Tom, Will You Stay or Will You Go? The focus of our very, very, very first episode. We got together and we're like, this is what we need to talk about. Colton goes out here and throws out Tom freaking Brady is going to the Buccaneers.
A couple months before free agency, I was in contact with him. He has my personal cell phone number. You know, I do the TB12 program with him every now and again. I knew where he was going. Just kidding. Not really. But I had a feeling, you know. Sometimes you got a feeling. It's deep down inside your gut. After you, you know, get that feeling out, then you know what you're doing. And I knew Tom Brady was going to Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
It was a good call. Very good call.
Yeah. That was a great call.
I mean, no one can even come close to that on the most awesomest things that have been done. But I put together the list, and I want to share one of the other awesome things that we've done.
Wow.
Another, just, you know, to show you guys that I'm humble as well. My biggest, that might be one of my biggest, you know, successes on this podcast. My biggest blunder, I think, on this podcast was episode 17, maybe. I don't know. We were talking about the draft, and we were doing a draft of who we would have on our football team. So we each drafted a quarterback, a running back, wide receiver, tight end on our team. And I, as my running back in that draft, drafted Najee Harris. Now, maybe that sounds familiar to all y'all, because he's actually in the draft this year. He did not declare last year, but I just thought he was awesome enough, I wanted to draft him last year.
Oh, so my goodness. Go. That's good. Well,
there's also another really awesome. We used to open up the podcast by doing a random question that had nothing to do with football.
Oh, no.
And I think my favorite question we ever did was what?
It
was
oh, like, no.
What animal would, can you believe that was like every creator, what animal do you want to completely get rid of us? And all three of us went off for like 10, 15 minutes about how much we hate cats. And how stupid cats are. And I think I got so many comments on that podcast just from my friends about, what is wrong with you? What is wrong with cats, man? Like, cats are just gentle creatures. And I want you all to know, y'all, you still listening, I still hate cats.
Amen. I hate cats, too. No, not really. There's a few cats that I like, but that was...
Disagree. Get him out of here. Boo! Boo, Tom!
Well, you know, it's the exceptions, but there are some good cats out there. But I definitely agree. I think that's got to be the most... That's probably my all-time favorite podcast, is the cats episode. I did not go as far as you two in violently killing the cat. I just said...
I said kicking them across the street. Yeah. That's a difference.
Because that's just... not violent at all. But that's got to be my favorite. And also, we, as a trio, had an opportunity to interview Stanley Thomas Oliver, who's a defensive back for the Carolina Panthers. He was.
That was an awesome
That podcast. Was an awesome day. Awesome I think day. That those two memories, probably my favorite. What about you, David?
Well, first off, since I am the nerd of the podcast, obviously, I want, if anyone ever wants to go back and listen to some of these all-time great moments, the cats episode, the cats episode was episode 5. It's coaches to fire or slash save the cats. Then episode 6 was the episode where Colton famously drafted Najee Harris. And I will say, in Colton's defense, and I don't know exactly what Thomas's thoughts were. I don't know. I know that Colton and I have talked about this a little bit. I don't know that Thomas and I ever talked about this mistake that Colton made. And so I don't know exactly if Thomas knew. I don't know if Thomas knew what was going on. But in Colton's defense, when he drafted Najee Harris, I did not say anything. My thought was, I thought he was going back to school. But I guess I must be wrong. So I put my confidence in the wrong person, which I don't know if that's another dig at Colton or if that's giving him a little bit of a benefit of the doubt. But yeah, definitely those two were definitely two of my favorite moments on the podcast.
Also in that episode, just before you get going, I drafted Chase Claypool, and you guys didn't know who he was at the time.
Check the tape, buddy. Check the tape. We've had this argument. Check the tape.
But I drafted him.
He drafted tight end Chase Claypool. And Thomas and I were like, what? Tight end? Tight end? Notre Dame?
No.
I went back and checked the tape.
He was a little big and he wasn't as fast, and so I thought he was maybe going to have a position change going to the NFL. Chase Claypool, you're listening. You're a dog. Prove me wrong. You're one of the greatest wide receivers of this rookie class. Not the greatest, but one of. Okay, now go ahead, Davey.
Can I start?
No. Just kidding, yeah.
Okay, so that one, then episode 13 is the Let's Get Ready to Interview. That was our interview with Stanley Thomas Oliver. Honestly, the best moment of that, and I can't remember who answered their phone, but I know, and I don't even know. I guess
it was Thomas.
I got the message. Just to let people know a little bit behind the scenes, how this went down is I obviously ran the Draft Guru page on Instagram, NFL draft page, and I reached out to a couple guys that I liked in the draft because I wanted to get someone that I kind of had a personal fandom of. Obviously, we were not going to get Justin Herbert, although I did try. I did send him a DM. I did 100% try. I did 100% reach out to every single Boise State player because, you know, I'm not a Boise State fan, but Thomas and Colton. But Stanley Thomas Oliver – responded and said, yeah, dude, we'll do it. And like, asked me when to do it. And I'm not going to lie, I ran back and forth between my little apartment, just screaming. I know I called both of you guys trying to get you guys on the phone, just screaming like a little teen girl, about it. I was super excited. Stanley Thomas Oliver was one of the guys I liked in the draft. And so, it was definitely a great moment. Honestly, though, some of the best moments is not great for the podcast, but some of my favorite moments, honestly, have gone in before, you know, we've talked a lot about how we probably should make up some like mashup sometime. Some of the stuff that gets edited out.
Yeah, there was conversations we have.
But you know,
speaking
hanging
of
out
stuff
with you two
that
guys
gets
have been
edited
the best.
Out, Davey, do you still have the one treasure episode?
I do.
Just bashing Thomas.
We do. We have a never before listened to podcast. Colton and I taking jokes way too far, making fun of Thomas for 45 minutes straight every other sentence, like how we made fun of cats. Thomas was a cat. something that never actually came to light. But yes, I do have that episode.
Yeah, no joke.
It's deep in the archives.
That podcast. That's not a joke. I literally rage quit on that.
We couldn't find him. Afterwards, we felt so bad. Yeah. We were trying to call
him. I'm not going to lie.
Went and drove by. Thomas was gone. He wasn't in the house. We could not get a hold of Thomas. We felt so bad.
I don't know why Thomas wouldn't want to talk to us after we made fun of him publicly for 45 minutes straight.
I was planning my revenge. And no, but good times. That really did happen, listeners. Yeah, I did rage quit. They did make fun of me for 45 minutes, and I did not know you guys saved that. So,
Well, I save everything, Thomas. I just want you to know every single minute that we have filmed, every single second of us talking to each other. Is saved in the archives.
It's saved in the archives.
It's way more stuff than anybody ever would want to go through or listen to. But, yeah, it's definitely there. Another funny moment. I thought this was funny. I don't know, I guess, how much you guys thought it was funny. But one of our early episodes, we did the Combine Test, the Ultimate Combine Test, episode number 7. We, you know, talked about, actually it might not have been that episode. I might be remembering wrong. One of our early episodes though, we kind of talked about our football skills and, Colton made a little joke towards me. He didn't take it too far, but he just, you know, I didn't get upset about it, but he was not overall happy with the way he sounded. He said some jokes that he just didn't feel like sounded like jokes. And so then we went and recorded again. And then I made jokes that sounded like jokes. And one of my favorite moments ever was after we had just recorded this entire new thing, because Colton didn't like the way he sounded. I say my first sentence, and I just know that Thomas and Colton are completely dead quiet, thinking, uh-oh, now it's his turn to go off. And I didn't even go off super hard, but I definitely made fun of him a little bit back, and it probably ended up sounding back bad about me, but I had a little nice little role reversal there that I thought was pretty funny. I don't know that I ever actually asked you guys if you thought it was funny, but I thought it was funny.
Yeah, it's been a lot of funny times on this podcast, good. But you know, there's anger, there's happiness, there's laughter, there's rants, there's all types of things on this podcast. But boys, that does it for this week. Is there anything?
Wait, I got one.
Oh no!
All right, Colin, let's hear it.
I learned something about Thomas through this podcast that I felt really bad that I didn't know about beforehand.
Oh no. This is new. We didn't plan this in the pre-show, so I have no idea what you're saying.
So you guys remember when Thomas lost the draft challenge? For the most, we did like 10, 12 questions or something about the draft, and whoever lost the most questions had to do a water bet. And I was so pumped about this water bet, and I was just like, yeah. And I was so nervous watching the draft, and then, you know, when it got to day three, I knew it was down to Davey and Thomas, and we had to have a special teams player get picked. I think it was either Thomas had picked earlier than the fifth round, so rounds one through four, and Davey had picked that it would go later, so it was rounds five through seven that the first special teams player would get picked. And it came down and didn't get picked until like round five. Thomas lost. And Thomas was going to have to do the water bet. And I was just scheming up these things like, oh, what is Thomas going to do? You know, am I going to like come sneak over to his house and dump a bucket of water on him while he's sleeping? Or, you know, and whatnot. We ended up, I tried to convince Thomas to jump in the river. And I was so pumped for it. And then I figured out that Thomas is not the greatest swimmer.
I was drowning out there.
I felt so bad.
We're laughing about it.
Watching
we're going to have to delete this one.
Just watching him on the Instagram page and posting it on the video on there of him just like slowly backing in the water, and everyone's probably like, what in the world is this? This isn't some water, but that was a water bed for Thomas. He was not gonna, he's not the greatest swimmer, but he got up, stepped up to the plate, and he completed it. He got all the way under in that river.
That's awesome.
That is.
Yeah, dude. There's definitely lots of great memories. I just think ultimately for me, you know, I think it's been most fun hanging out with you guys. For real. Thomas, I don't know what you're laughing. I'm trying to be sincere right now. You know, you're kind of being a jerk, so if you could stop it, or else I'm going to take what I just said nice about you back. But, you know, we talked about doing something together a long time before we actually did something. And we talked about a few different ideas of podcasts and what we wanted to do before we ultimately did the NFL one together. And it's been awesome.
It has been awesome. It's been a very, very fun year. And I'm super glad that, you know, like you said, David, in all honesty and all genuineness, it has been fun. I literally don't know that much about football. I just love getting on and talking to you guys about football. So that's been my favorite thing. So definitely for sure.
Well, I didn't really want to destroy the credibility of the podcast, Thomas, but go ahead.
So listeners know that. Every listener on this podcast.
I forgot. You're a Seahawks fan.
Every faithful listener of this podcast knows that my football knowledge, Mr. Jarrett Stidham for MVP. Like, there's nothing. There's no ESPN. What is it? Not probability. What's that word we hate, Colton? Potential. There's no ESPN potential with me, so. Well, boys, that wraps it up. Is there any last words you want to say to the world? As if we're going to die or something. Is there any last words you want to say to the listeners?
I have an announcement that I would like to make. Davey asked me this question on Polo, and I purposely didn't respond because I wanted to let everyone know that I am permanently coming back to the podcast full time. So
what? Thomas? Did we invite him?
Oh, I'm up.
Does he just get to come back? Just kidding. Woo! That's awesome.
Super awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we did the, you know, there's a time where Colton went up to the mountains, but he's back from the mountains, and he's he's right here in the studio with us in the Let's Get Ready to Football podcast, and we're super glad to have him back. I'm super pumped. I don't know about you guys, but I'm pumped.
I'm moderately pumped. No, I can't really bash Justin Jefferson without getting any response. But, no, I'm super pumped. I'm super pumped. This is something Thomas and I have talked a lot about off air over the last couple of months, is how much we need Colton to come back and how much we've missed him. And it's definitely great. There's no coincidence that most of our moments we talked about was when the three of us were together. You know, although I did almost mention the one time I went solo, because then I was the only one that got to talk. But we all know that's what I've always wanted. So
solo is hard. I went solo one time, and we didn't probably had zero listeners on that one.
Dude, you think going solo is hard? Try doing it with your brother once.
That was a good one. I remember that podcast.
Oh, dude. Guys, we should get Michael on this thing one week.
We got to give some time because, you know, like we've mentioned, Patriots fan. I have not yet received a text talking crap, and I don't want to open the door just yet. I'm not ready for the Tom Brady crap talk.
Well, I've tried to end this show like four times, so maybe this one's for sure. Is there anything that you guys would like to say before we leave?
Just
end this pod.
Thanks for joining us here on the Let's Get Ready to Football podcast. Follow us on Instagram at Ready to Football Pod, or leave us a voice message at anchor.fm/readytofootballpod. And make sure you hit subscribe so you can come back next week and hear another great edition of the podcast. Have a great week.